I'm Peter Stewart. I trained at the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London and with the BBC, and trained in voice for the BBC as well. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. You are a vocal athlete, or maybe you want to be a vocal athlete. Yeah, those of us who speak for a living are trained and skilled. We have physical strength, ability, agility and stamina. We can get highly stressed and suffer from fatigue that affects our performance, and we use our body in an unusual way. So be aware of what kind of foods, situations and symptoms are the precursor to poor vocal health, and then avoid them. It sounds quite straightforward, doesn't it? But you know what? When you look at some of the stats around, it kind of brings home to you why, when you speak for a living, you've really got to look after your larynx. We all vary how much we speak during a day because of everything from studio work to social life. That all changes. But an NHS report imagines someone who spoke for around 5 hours a day, that's 18,000 seconds if I've done my maths right, someone who spoke for around 5 hours a day would, well, for a woman with a middle range average spoken pitch, have her vocal folds vibrating at a rate of around 220 times each second, or opening and closing at least 4,140,000 times a day. Boy, oh boy, that's a lot of vibrations a year. For a man with a reasonably low average spoken pitch, the vocal folds may be vibrating at around 100 times a second. That's around 1,800,000 opening and closings a day. Why the difference? Because if you have a higher pitch, as we've said before, that means that the reason you've got a higher pitch is because your vocal folds are closing and opening at a faster rate. There's more vibration going on. So with those stats, imagine the amount of work, say, an audiobook reader gives their voice, reading for 5 or more hours a day with little vocal rest from sentence to sentence. Not like a conversation, or several conversations where you're resting in between. That is almost non-stop vocal work. Yeah, you are a vocal athlete. Tomorrow, vocal health as asset protection, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.